लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. The first half of the year is over, and as you all know, it's always time for looking back for the recent month and the verticals that we've gotten in this month. And it's time for a new recap with the ladies. A little bit of change. We have a kind of guest today because Shika is on a birthday weekend and Megan is still moving. So I have four ladies with me to talk about what happened in this vertical space. And it's Aline from I Love Verticals, it's Dahlia from Verticals Films Lover, it's Caitlin from Verticate, and it's Sarah from Escapism via Verticals. Hello, ladies, welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Sarah. Welcome, Sarah.
Welcome, Sarah, for the first time, but I'm sure that it's not the last time.
We'll see.
we are really lovely ladies, so we won't bully. In this recap is no place for bullying or any vertical trope shit. So
it's a safe place.
Unless we're talking about really bad mafia accents.
No, I was thinking more of. I was thinking more of. After this, do you still think you want to invite me again? Let's see.
Huh?
Oh.
We will see. We give it a try. So, first questions of all. Okay, as you all know, Shika and Dahlia are always a bit battling in a friendly way. Who watched more verticals? So, Shika is out for this month. But Dahlia already said before we started recording, I'm sure I can beat Shika this month. So, Dahlia, how many verticals have you watched this month?
82.
That's my number on the wrist here, 82.
Oh, there you go.
No, but also we need to say something. We are recording on 26. It's not even the end of the month, meaning that she will end up at 100 by the end of the month.
Right. Same thoughts.
Yep.
No. Maybe 90.
I have to focus on the reviews I have to do.
How many dropouts, Dahlia, this month?
One. One that I did not finish, and there's like three crap ones, but one that was extra crap.
But one of 82 is good, I would say.
For someone who never drops out, you know, I almost never. I'm like Caitlin. Caitlin and I are the rage watchers. Like, even if it sucks, we try and get to the end.
Caitlin, did you drop out this month?
I didn't. I actually thought this month was actually pretty good for verticals. I was pleasantly surprised. I felt like there was less crap, at least what I saw. Granted, I didn't watch 82. I didn't even watch my normal like 60 or so. But the ones I did glitch on or get latch onto actually were pretty decent. So I did not have any dropouts, and I actually had to think about what the crap of the month was this month. So
really.
Yeah. Usually it's right on, coming out of my lips really easy. Okay. And this month I was like, I gotta think.
I think I will be the new leader of the dropouts every month. Aline, did you have any dropouts?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good.
No, I watched only 18, but like this week and for the next 2 weeks it's gonna be crazy at work, so I'm not gonna watch much. But yeah, 18, and I didn't finish 3. So,
okay. So, Sarah, throw us your number you are watching in the month roundabout.
So, well, like what Aline said, it's the 27th. So, I was planning to do some catch up over the weekend. But my number right now is at 40.
Yeah.
With 3 dropouts. So, not bad.
I feel a bit bad because I had 16 dropouts out of
Oh
64
shit.
verticals. Oh wow, for
Wow.
me it was a really crappy month in verticals. In the beginning of the month it was really shit to watch, and now to the end it got a bit better, but I had in total 16 dropouts.
Wow.
And I was willing to get better and to watch more, but I couldn't do it.
Do you guys notice? And I thought at first it was a fluke, but it's been quite a few months in a row now where it seems like the first part of every month is like dead for verticals or crap comes out. And then like the last 2 weeks of every month is when really good ones come out or lots of them come out.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems like every month I'm like trying, like I'm looking for things to watch the first 2 weeks, and the last 2 weeks I'm like trying to play like catch up and whack-a-mole with trying to watch every single one I see that I want to watch, you know. It just at first I thought, oh, it's just a fluke month, but now I feel like it's been that way for months in a row where it's
Yeah,
just
true.
crazy.
And now we are getting the shows roundabout produced in April. Let's be honest, with this less productions actually happening and with this more AI stuff, I'm sure that the whole summer there won't be really good months in advance because we're getting
Yeah.
more and more this AI shit in the summer and less of the origin produced stuff. So I think it could get worse the next months, to be
Well, I
honest.
think that it's really in you know what you consider is it quantity versus quality. You know what I mean? There's also newer apps that are coming out with human made projects, and it may not be that they have five coming out in a week. They may only have one a week. I mean, even Candy Jar is stuck to their one a week. You know what I mean? You really, Chera did two this week. I mean, this month, and both of them were great. You know
How
what I
many
mean?
did
Obviously,
Gamma
it's not
Time
something that
drop?
everyone sees. None of them are AI. It's very, human stories, and I really think that what it's doing is it's moving viewership to other channels
How
because there
many
are so
shows
many
drops
AI
Gamma
voices.
Time roundabout, Dahlia? You are more in Gamma Time also. How
I'm
many
sorry?
shows? How many shows did Gamma Time drop roundabout per week?
Two. Oh no, they'll do one every other week,
Okay.
and but they also put out like their episodics. Like they have like the Kill Michael Jackson one, the I guess biopic. Or yeah, they did the biopic, and then they'll put out some stuff for Forensic Files. So they put
Okay.
out some stuff, but as far as like big movies, it's probably about two a month right now, which I think is going to increase. They have some that are waiting that are coming.
Okay.
The one that they did this, actually the original one that they did was just like one, and then the other one was in partnership with Flareflow. That was this month, right?
I
That was
believe
this
so.
month. The she means Justice 2.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah,
Justice
that
2.
was just a bot IP, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. In partnership, a partnership release.
For me, as Caitlin said, the first 2 weeks of this month, I was really disappointed, and I messaged a few times with Vicky from Vertiverse, and she asked me, "What are you watching actually? I don't know what to watch." And I said, "I was scrolling, and nothing attracts me really to watch." So it was really hard to find kind of show that motivated me to turn on. And I don't
Yeah.
know what you were thinking about it or if you get the same thing. What really annoys me in June was this AI advertisings for kind of porn verticals. Holy, what
Yeah,
is happening there? So
it's
many,
been really bad.
not even kind of made blurry or stuff in
No,
the
you
application
see
shows.
everything.
Everything
Yeah.
and advertisings open, honest. And I got these advertisings for two shows like that on iDrama. Really nearly porn verticals.
And I
I
was
wouldn't say
totally
nearly.
shocked. Huh? Yeah.
I wouldn't say nearly, because
It is porn, basically,
it
what,
is. It is.
honestly.
I think I
And
shared it with Dahlia or Aline that like there was this ad which just basically just put a sensor on the parts while it was happening, but it was basically, you know, that. Yeah.
I as I said, in my ads, there wasn't even something made blurry. It was totally fully seen. And that I was shocked because, in my opinion, this came up this month. I haven't seen it in that, let's say,
No,
massive style with this porn stuff in the
it
last
started
months.
like I would say 2 months ago I started to get these, and the problem is, and that's Instagram for this, it's shit, is that every time like I click report and not interested, but because I click report and not interested, they put even more on my feed. I'm like, this is stupid. I'm telling you, I don't want to see that. I report them. And the worst thing is, when I report, they say, oh no, it doesn't go against the rule. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you are banished. You are like, banned some people from Instagram, like models that just do underwear. Picture models, and you say, oh, this is porn, we don't want to see that on our platform. But because they pay to put the ads, oh, in this case, maybe it's okay, we can leave it up. Come on, this
And
is.
unfortunately,
Yeah.
it's like crap. It's not even, I mean, you can't even say it's X platform. The channels that are being advertised aren't even like our normal apps. You know
True.
what I mean? They're
Tough
not
for
our
them.
normal apps. It's
Yeah,
like
I haven't seen any ads
iDrama, not
for
Real
Real
Short.
Short.
Two are for iDrama. You can
The
watch
others
the
are any
shows on
reel. Right, but I
iDrama.
mean,
No, but
to search
I've
for
seen for
them, you
many
have to
different
look.
stuff. Yeah, like usually, like before, I used to have ads for apps that I actually have, like DramaWave, DramaBox, Real Shorts, My Drama, stuff like this. But I don't have a StoryReel. I don't have any reel. I don't have those shitty stuff apps. And I see only that. I don't even see the apps that I actually have. So I'm like,
Right.
okay,
So
I'm. Do they put
it must
ads
be an
anymore
algorithm.
or?
It must be an algorithm difference, because I am getting a ton of those pornographic ones. Net short, number one, and it's legitly net shorts. I've seen a couple that are kind of close to porn, with platelet, average platelet's name on it. But I have seen the other ones, like any reels, and you know, I actually I went through last night and did a purge of apps on my phone. So if they haven't put out any real actor verticals in the past couple of months, like 2 months, I deleted them.
How
You know,
many
especially if I
did
haven't
you delete?
a little under 10, I believe, out of the 40 or so I have. So almost a quarter of what I had. And I'm noticing the ones I'm staying close to. I do have some that I like. So NetShort still is on my phone, and Flareflow is still on my phone. But those ones, their subscriptions, those subscriptions are up this month. I will not be renewing those.
Yeah.
I will not. I think I found the apps that I want to stick to, because they're still doing human ones. But that's not going to be a concrete decision. If, like, for example, if God forbid Good Short was to go all AI or something like that, then I'll drop them too. I'll delete them. I have no
What
problem
happened with
deleting
Drama
them. If you're
Pops? Wasn't it
Drama
Drama
Pops.
Pops that we
Yeah.
I was
This
who was mid filming?
not even mid. I heard that there were some who were about to film like in a few days, and then were canceled, like just like
Yeah,
that.
last
Because
minute.
yeah, it was JC and Kayla, right? Or just
I'm
JC?
not. Yes, I think
J
so.
Jared O'Kell, I know. Anyway.
Jared flew over to
But
Turkey, I
this.
thought. No?
Yeah, so maybe that was Jared and Kayla. But anyway,
Hmm.
like honestly, like all most of my sub are getting out like at the end, and I'm really like I haven't renewed any of those that that are done, like DramaWave even. Like they are doing a lot of AI. They still do some real one, but not so much. So for me, like for now, I will not renew DramaBox. I'm not renewing like all those DramaPop as soon as it's up, it's up. Like I will not renew
Same.
NetShort the same. Honestly, I think it will be good for my bank account probably. like finally, but like clearly, and I said that I think to Dahlia. Like we talked about, okay, they go all AI and maybe in some point they might like revert because they might not gain as much money as they thought. But honestly, let's imagine Drama Pop is the example because we just talked about it. But they go full AI for sure. I'm not renewing and I'm deleting the app. If in 6 months or a year they decide, okay, go back and then we start again with a real actor, I'm not even paying again for them. Like, in the meantime, we have so many apps that are coming, like fanfics. We have a microcode that is coming up. We have so many other that will come up that we don't even know about yet. And
Yeah.
all those, like, we will check them out. As soon as I will pay for those, I will not pay for the other one that completely screwed up
You
in the
lose
past.
trust. You
Right.
lose trust.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like,
trust. Yep.
and I hope somehow, I know it's going to be more difficult for them, but I hope that the actors also will not go back to them if something happened, because like they completely disrespected them, like dropping their project last minute like they did. It's absolutely not
Yeah.
good at all. So I know that they need to work, and I totally understand if they have to go back, fine, but I really hope that a lot of them will just say, oh no, I pass, I'm gonna work with someone else, because like they need to understand that what they are doing is just not right. You want to do AI, we cannot just tell them don't do it at all because we know that they're going to do it. But keep the project that you have in line, you have on your pipeline, just at least finish those
Yeah.
and just do have you have people watching real actors. You have people watching AI maybe. Like you have both. Why don't do both? At least just yeah, this is
Yeah,
dropping
so
out soon for me is really a
there's gonna be a huge pendulum switch.
Oh yeah.
A switch back. I think there's gonna be a huge pendulum movement back to human. Not necessarily next month,
No,
but
I think till the end of the
it's gonna
year. I
happen and it's
think
gonna
in the
happen
end of
soon.
the year that will happen.
But
The
look
only
at what up.
app tomorrow expires my Candy Jar yearly subscription, and that's right now the only subscription I will continue at the moment because Drama Box and stuff is also expiring this year, but tomorrow is Candy Jar, and for sure for me I will renew this one because they really had great content this month for me, and I have the
It's
feeling
consistent.
that they are distance from AI.
Yeah, and also like it's one of the least expensive as well, like compared to
Yeah,
most of the
that's the
other that are
second part, yeah.
super expensive. So like it's very good point for Candy Jar for this. But I just want to mention, I don't know if you've seen, but like 6 months ago, 8 months ago in China, they stopped using human for vertical and they went full AI almost everywhere. But they're starting to go back to human. And usually we see the trend that happened in China with 6 to 8 months delay to the
Yeah.
US. So that's why now they are going all AI for us. But I'm pretty sure that by the end of the year, beginning of next year, it might switch again. But like, it's just so funny. Like, well, it's ironic when I say funny, obviously. But it's just like they see now in China that it's not working, but then they say, oh, maybe it will work in the US, when you already know that in the US the market is completely different. It's completely stupid. Honestly, for me, it's one of the stupidest move that they're doing right now.
Well, and people aren't paying attention to, and we won't know, right? I was talking to Short Drama Alliance last the 20th, I think last Saturday, last Sunday, and I really, even the people that are in full AI with the human emotion, there's a lot of stuff that AI can't do because they're still haven't caught up. The tech is there. It's a matter of that tech is expensive because you have to pay someone to pay that much more attention to detail. So
Yeah.
right now the AI slop that's coming out is cheaper. And that's what people are seeing is, oh, people are already
Yeah.
subscribed. It's cheaper. I'm going to put it out there. What they're not paying attention to is that it will be a lot more expensive as time comes. You
Yeah.
also don't know what the ecological aspects are with AI, with as much water and energy as it takes. And I really, really believe that we don't know the impact. They don't know, not we don't know, we don't want it. But they don't know the impact that it's going to have. not only losing subscribers, but those subscribers won't come back, like Aline said. You know, you basically lost the customer for life. You know, unless you come out with that superstar thing, and guess what? They're only going to pay for that one drama.
Honestly, if there's one very good one, I'm pretty sure it's gonna end up on Dailymotion. I'm gonna go there. Like,
There you go.
honestly, like I hate going on Dailymotion because I want to support the app. Well, I wanted to support the app until now. But honestly, if this happened and there's only one super good one, I'm gonna go on Dailymotion because anyway, the actors, once they are paid for the vertical, they don't get any residual revenue
Yeah.
anyway.
For
So
them,
if I'm going
it's
to
doesn't
watch,
matter.
yeah, if I'm going to watch for free on the Dailymotion, it doesn't change anything for them, but it made a point for the platform that no, I'm not paying for you.
Yeah. So
Exactly.
when we are talking now, right, about the platforms, let's start with with the app of the month, which was the app where you were mostly, as I said, for me, it was Candy Jar. I was very happy with Candy Jar this month with the series they dropped. It was a type of diversity with My Heart Thief. There was Enemies, which was a really good one. There was the one with what was it, Alpha's Doe. Yeah, Alpha's Doe was a really good one. So I felt very entertained on Candy Jar this month. And as I said, tomorrow the yearly subscription expires, but for me it's safe that I will renew it. Which app was yours?
Ooh, can I share mine?
Yeah.
Mine is My Drama. I watched so much on My Drama this month. I think part of it is because I'm doing this My Pride series on my account. So, and My Drama has the most. They have like four or five GLs on their platform, you know, and like most don't even have one. So I was very happy with the content that I got from My Drama this month. And I think I watch a little bit differently from you guys because I do it on a per app basis. Like this month, I would focus on a certain app so that it's just for me to revolve my subscriptions around and not, you know, kind of have to pay like an entire year and like just get the whole month subscription and then finish everything for that app and then go on to the next
Go on the
app
next
next. Yeah, so next month. But like, so My Drama, I had my drama this month, and I was very happy with a lot of the things that came out on that. And there's still so many coming out till the end of the month, which have been great.
And they are always producing really good quality.
I mean, they still have AI. They still have AI ones, which I click and skip, which my frustration there is all of their posters look AI. So like anything that you click there, even the real person ones, they're AI posters. But like
But that's not
it's
only on My Drama. I think that
yeah, it's not
problem
just their
is on every app.
everywhere.
And like out of like when you click the new ones, it's not 50-50. It's like probably 80% human, real human, and then 20% AI still. So hopefully that doesn't change or anything. But yeah, I guess that's just about it. They have AI, but they have really good human, you know, real human ones. So that's good for them.
Dahlia, what was your platform?
I spent the most time on Dramabox, and they actually had really good ones. I mean, I spent a lot of time there. They had really good ones, and but I also want to reach out to Chera for the two that they came out with. Chera, you know, Ashton Heights was one of those that I would say is a paper film. It really was a phenomenal film. So I think that if they can fix their subscription model a little bit, Chera ha is one to watch.
Okay.
But yeah, Drama Box is where I spent the most time.
Aline?
For me, it's gonna be two. I finally subscribed to Drama Shorts because I was waiting a long time to finally subscribe. So I'm catching up on very old ones. So I spent quite a lot of time there, and on Real Short as well, even though it was not all great. But I've seen some good ones on Real Short. So yeah, those two mainly.
Aline was
Caitlin?
in that film, in that vertical. Did you guys see?
We were.
I was
You were.
my hand was
I saw
there.
you in the BTS. Sarah.
That was Drama Wave. That was
No,
Drama Wave.
that's another one.
Yeah,
That's
I
even
saw
another
you. I
one.
was so, whoa, that's Sarah. Hello.
But Ellie was in the actual vertical for the one in Drama Shorts. So you guys gotta check that out. Our friend is an actress, an up and coming
Ooh.
actress.
You see half of my face, half of a second in the
You saw
background.
my hand. You saw my
Hello,
hand flip
hello, but not
paper.
everyone can say that. Not everyone can say I was in a vertical, so hello.
Yeah, no, I was
Hello.
there. It's true. I haven't
So,
proved that I
Caitlin.
was there.
Caitlin, what was your platform?
So I ended up spending the most time on Real Short, but I also did a decent amount in Drama Box and Drama Wave. I was really sad because I love my drama, so I've kept up on it right from the get-go. This month there wasn't as much on there as there have been in other previous months, and I did try to watch the GL ones. I love BL ones, but I couldn't get into the GL ones. I really tried. I tried to watch like three of them, and it wasn't doing it for me. So I ended up watching all the other ones that My Drama had, which there was only, I think, maybe two or three this month. But they were really good. So I rotated between those four, with the exception of one on Good Short. So.
Good. I want to start with the side role of the month because for me, that was, to be honest, this month the hardest part. I normally, when I'm thinking about side role of the month, I have minimum one vertical where a side role catches me right away. Like last month, it was from The Kiss of the Pirate King. But this month, I thought nearly, I think, three dog walks about it. And lately, this morning, it came to my mind that I wanna give the side role of the month to, I don't know the correct pronunciation, please help me. It's Havon Baraka. He played in My Heart Thief, the best friend or colleague or what it was. And I was happy to see him again on screen because the verticals he has been in were always really good acting of him. And he is a bit underestimated in verticals for me.
Yes.
And I would love to see him more in verticals. So I was very happy when I saw this My Heart Thief on Candy Jar with him in it. And as always, he delivered so well for me. So that is my side role of the month. But what is the correct pronunciation of his first name?
I think it's
Haven?
Haven,
Havon,
Haven,
Haven.
Haven.
Okay.
I hope he's
You
listening
all
to
know
Snow.
who I mean, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do know him, but we don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I have to invite
Sorry.
him to
We're
the
all in the same
podcast
boat.
to clear this big question. What's the
Yes,
correct
please.
pronunciation of his name?
I've seen him like in even like last year and to, like last year's as a side character in some in other apps. So I just really hope he gets his break as a lead. I think he'd do a
He
great
was on
job.
Candy Jar
Yeah.
on the as the Big Brother
Of yeah, a
last I think a couple of months ago.
Victory
Victory
Formation.
Formation or yeah, this one, yeah.
Yeah,
He was
but in
also
my
in.
opinion, he could be more in more roles because he
Yeah, he was
always.
also like the beta in some werewolf ones. Like he's done a few, and yeah, he has potential for be a good lead for sure.
He was also in, oh my gosh, it's slipping my mind, but I think it was on Drama Wave or Drama Short as like the other guy, like who likes the lead but doesn't get her.
Yes.
I'm
Well,
trying to remember.
he was also on the one with Gio. He was the boyfriend. The one with Gio, the neighbor one. It's
The
all
how
about
to
your neighbor.
true. How not to fall for your neighbor.
Right. Not to fall in love with your neighbor or something like that.
I'm trying to
Yeah.
remember because I reviewed the one that he was on for. That's how I got to know him because I reviewed it. I think it was with Kristen K. Larson.
Oh,
And
that was the Miles Closey one with
yes,
the cold-hearted or
husband. Yeah.
cold-tamed alpha or something like that.
It's not alpha. It's not alpha. It was like he was blind, and then she took care of him, and
Oh
then.
no. But he was also the beta to Miles Closey with Kristen K. Larson.
But
Oh.
he did a lot, but it only like side role. Like he really
Yeah.
deserved a
Yeah.
lead.
And he was the beta
Yeah.
to Mark Vega in Faded with Nicole Maddox. Faded,
Yep.
faded.
Yeah.
That was like
Faded to
2024.
faded at first sight.
Yeah. That was like
Yeah.
2024, 20. Was that 2024, 2023?
So we
He's
are
been
all
around. He's been
agree,
around for a
yeah.
bit.
So we are all agree it's time for him for a lead.
Oh,
Yes.
yes.
Yeah. I've been thinking that since I first saw him on the one that I watched. Heart. Oh my God. I need to look this up. Wait. Oh my God. IMDb is free. Wait.
You can look that up. I will ask in that time. Aline, do you have any side role of the month?
Yeah, I tried to catch someone, and actually, I would say Molly Anderson and Ailee Lolai, both of them on Step by Step, they were really good. Different roles completely from each other, but like I loved Hailey being like she could have been like the rival drama queen, delusional, whatever, but at the end she was so funny in this one. I really loved it. And Molly, like, she was the bitch, but not really the bitch in this one, because like basically you want to hate her, but you understand her at the same time why she's like that. So you're like, you cannot really hate her. And Molly is really great to like put that kind of emotion, like you want to hate her, but you cannot at the end. So yeah, those two girls
So
deserve
I
for a
want to
point.
edit it's on the Super Punchy app for
Yeah.
all the people who haven't seen Step by Step yet. So, Dahlia, your side role of the month.
Oh, I am going to shout out to the Rib Hillis, James Hyde, Kristen Kendall, and Vijay Singh for the Alpha's Dove. I think the whole cast was amazing. I think the
Yeah.
story was great, but I think the whole cast just gelled very well together.
We have a cast.
That's a great
Maybe
ensemble
we
one
should
from me.
really think about, we had in the last month recap also, where who was it who said it was the total cast? Maybe we should think about a new category, cast of the month.
Because that
Ensemble.
one was great. That
Ensemble.
was,
The
yeah,
ensemble of the
the
month.
ensemble.
Sorry, ensemble.
Ensemble.
Pardonnez-moi.
I'm a French
Pardonnez-moi.
girl here.
Pardonnez-moi.
But I cannot say that with like in English way because it sounds so weird for me, so I have to
Yeah,
say it in the French
I
way.
understand that. That's why I said the cast of the month. That's it. Bang. No ensemble, you know?
Even step aside, I'm the A plus heiress with
Luna.
Luna
And Nate.
Saranova
Yeah.
and Nate Smith.
Yeah.
That whole supporting cast was, I mean, it was fantastic. The whole supporting cast, from Bree Long to Corbin Timbrook to Ashley Alquist. I mean, there are some big names in there. It was an altogether cast.
What app was that?
That
Drama
was Drama
Box.
Box.
Okay.
Caitlin, yours? Side role?
And it kind of falls with ensemble, but I really liked pretty much every supporting character. I thought was perfectly nailed in Offside on Drama Wave with Jared
Yes.
Staub and Tess. Everything from Buzz Lear, which
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him get as big of a role as he did in Offside, and it felt like it was made for him. It felt perfect. But that's another one where Molly Anderson made an appearance. I think Sarah Milinsky also made a
Ryan
cameo.
Watson
Yes.
Henderson
So many
was in.
people,
Yeah,
so
Ryan
many
Watson
Lottie was there
Henderson
in the
was in
wedding.
it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I think I've touched on it on some monthly recaps before. Some apps will throw a bunch of these quote unquote A-list vertical actors in a vertical, hoping to draw more audiences in and more views, but they just kind of throw them in. This one felt intentional. It felt like each role fit the person. They all did exceptional, so it worked. It doesn't always work when you just throw a bunch of vertical A-listers in a vertical. It doesn't always work. This one did. So I would say that all the supporting cast in Offside, it has my vote this month for side roles of the month.
Good.
Usually when they put all of those big actors, it's because it's a banquet scene. That's why it doesn't work out.
Yeah, makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Sarah, what
True.
was your favorite side role?
So I was going to say the same as Aline, but I want to make mine a little different. I think like ensemble as well, but the standout
Okay, we
for
have
me.
to reorganize the categories. I see
I know, no, but
it.
I okay, so on my drama, I Kissed a Star and I liked it. Their supporting cast was just so good. Like Rachel was now. She was amazing in that. I know that she's kind of typecast as her villains, as like a crazy like ex or crazy ex-fiance who, you know, kind of ruins things for everyone. But here she's actually more layered. And like you can see how each of the supporting characters, there's this new, well, for me, he's pretty new as in the scene. I think his name is Derek Kak. So good. I think he's come. Oh my God. I'm sorry. He's Asian. He's Cambodian, I think. I don't want to get that wrong, but he's so good. I think the supporting cast was excellent. They gave a lot of drama without being villains. I don't know how, like, I think it's similar to Step by Step, where like you understand where they are coming from. Their characters make sense. I would actually like and like Rachel's role here in I Kissed a Star and I liked it. Which is a BL, by the way, with Hailee's in Step by Step, where like you expect her to, you know, be a terrible person, and then at the end you're like, whoa, she's got these people's backs, you know, she's actually like, you know, pretty cool. So yeah, I that's one that's for me. I think she was really standout. That entire cast actually was standout.
Great. So, yeah, as I said, we have to rethink about if we want to do a
Yeah, there's
side
a couple
role
that had
slash
double cast
the
off
thing is
comp.
depends because like some months I would not have any cast of the month. Like sometimes it's really one person that stand out. This month I have to say that a lot of ensemble casts were great. Like I could name others. Like it's just I think specific for some months. So maybe we can have it if we have, but like
We can
maybe we
say
will not have
side
it all the
role
time.
slash ensemble of them.
Exactly.
Okay, check, got noticed that. So, what I was very hard for me to decide, and I have to be honest, two chemistry of the month, nearly three. But one of it was on an app I've never heard, Chica Helped Me, where I can find it. And I only found it because the episode with Brian O'Shea released. I watched The Vertical When No Wasn't Enough with Brian Shea and Caitlin Sanders. It was shown on the app Drama Now. And that was the first vertical of Brian O'Shea in a lead, in a male lead. He did so good. No villainous, nothing. He was the good guy. And the chemistry with Caitlin Sanders was so good in this vertical. As I said, I never heard about the platform. It was the first and the last time maybe there, but this vertical, absolutely nice to watch. The second chemistry of the month, which I really liked, was the one from Richard Serra and Hannah Record in Still You, Always You. I really loved this chemistry. And the third one, but I'm blanking, but maybe Dahlia, you can help me with the name. I'm a bit blanking. The third one was Miles Clohessy and
The Cure wife, that's
yeah, Lexi Angel Loud,
Lexi
if
Angel.
I'm
Lexi,
correct,
okay.
with IMDb, in his Cure His Wife on Drama Wave. Miles Clohessy was for me in that vertical. I mean, who doesn't adore Miles Clohessy in his sound and voice? And yeah, that's another thing. But this chemistry was so good. It was not overacted. It was very with harmony. And I loved to watch that also. So I had three chemistries of the
There are
month.
very few films of his where chemistry isn't a factor because they all have good chemistry with him. It's like he can have chemistry with, you know, a flower.
And just for the short information, maybe I can check the chemistry in 4 weeks live. But then it's another thing we talk about in another monthly recap. Okay, so just yeah. Dalia, your chemistry?
Oh, chemistry. That's such a fun topic. I'm gonna say Riley Schroeder and Sarah Grace Connolly. I love them together.
Which vertical?
They had Bucked by My Father's Cowboy on Drama Box, and they had Breaking My Bodyguard. That was Riley Schroeder. That was also Sarah Grace, right? Yeah. So they had two this month that were, I mean, great. And then I'm going to say Jared Staub with
Tess.
Claudia Hawkins
Okay.
in The Hockey Captain That Hates Me on Real Short.
I haven't seen this one yet.
Yep, that was a great one.
Is she new in the vertical?
I don't know if she's new. I think it's her first lead.
Okay. I
was saying, I think she's played villains before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was she not the lead in the British Boy something something last year?
Oh, did she?
I don't know. I was just wondering because her face was not so familiar to me. Who is he? Aline?
I have two. First, Juliette and Ryan in My CEO Loves My Voice. So Juliette Cecil and Ryan Larson. They were super funny, dynamic, and something that really clicked for me, so I really like them. And Declan Clifford and Sky Kawai on Waterboy. But I mean, those two, we already knew in advance that it will work. So there's no surprise here, but I have to mention it anyway. So yeah, I love them together.
Caitlin?
The first one off, I have a couple, but the first one off my lips is absolutely going to be Jared and Tess, because that was, I'm not one for romantic or rom-coms or anything, and this was one of two or three that I found myself actually loving. It was really weird. I felt like a weird person this month. I was loving these like rom-coms and romantic verticals, and I'm like, who the hell am I? Like, I'm the dark romance mafia girl, and I'm like, oh, this is so pretty and nice.
So cute.
Right? So I do like Tess and Jared in Offside. It wasn't It was a good vertical. It's not at the top of my list, but I did like Chase Mattinson and Maria in High Society on Real Short. I thought it was really great chemistry. It's one of the reviews I am like halfway through. So the chemistry was great. The reason it's not at the top, it's just was a the A little bit slower than I would have liked, but the chemistry was there. And then Maria's a very strong actress, and so is Chase. And this happens a lot when you have two strong actors together, they don't always jive. So it was nice to see both of them having the strong performances while still creating a solid chemistry. So those two, I think, are going to be my top two for the month. There were other good examples, but those I would say were the top two for chemistry.
Sarah.
I'm going to state one of the obvious ones also. I think that, I mean, it's we knew coming in that these two will have chemistry, but it's Nicole and Seth in Step by Step. I think they were like, we know that they have chemistry on screen, but I think it was just amazingly done for Step by Step. I think that was the most chemistry I've seen from them in anything that I've seen. And that they've been in. And then I would also like add one point to Riley and Sarah Grace. Oh my gosh, like I feel like they found like a new golden pairing with them. Their chemistry was just so natural, and they didn't
And in
even
both, and two
in both.
completely different stories.
Exactly. I was like, oh my, I mean, just watching, I mean, Bucked by My Father's cowboy, which is not something I would usually watch, you know, from the title. I'm the opposite of Caitlin. I'm the rom-com girl. That's why I hope I influenced you a little bit on the rom-com. So yes, Twin Yang, we're both the rom-com girls. So I was like, wow, this is super. I mean, the chemistry, that it wasn't even like too, they didn't even have like, you know, it wasn't forced like any at all. It's just great seeing them to the two of them together. I don't know if Dahlia, you said it for me, so I'm just not gonna say more about that one. And I think like Jared with anyone he was with this month, but yes, Jared and Tess, I think that was such another golden pairing that they found, and they have another one coming out like next month on Candy Jar, so that's super exciting. So it, yeah, and it's pretty cool because like those two were like filmed back to back, like the Drama Wave one and the Candy Jar one were filmed back to back. Got to visit both sets, which is super fun. But yeah, it was just, I think they have such amazing chemistry, and it's one of those things like, why hasn't this been done before? You know, why are we just seeing this now? They've both been in the space for so long, and we're just seeing this. At least Riley's pretty new in the space. It's like he joined this year. But like both Jared and Tess have been in the space since like early last year. And
Yeah, but
like that's
Jared didn't get
Jared wasn't doing
much lead
lead
role before. Like
until
now he's
like late
getting
last
lead, but
year.
not in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. But like it's
He
just one of those
had
things
two
like
breakout movies. He had two breakout movies between Kidnapped by the Mafia, where he was, the evil
the evil
ex-boyfriend,
ex.
and then Jack Janitor, where he played a great
Ice and
second
Flame
lead.
on my drama. Ice and Flame
Yeah.
also on my
Ice and
drama.
Flame
That's
was
right.
really
Rewatch that
good. Yeah.
this month. Yeah. So
So
I
it's
mean,
almost
but
like he was set up to all of a sudden, be this
he
breakout actor.
improved. He improved in acting and stuff
Huge.
so good from the
Huge.
beginning till now.
Yes. And
He's
I think
really
that's like just the
outstanding.
power of opportunities that you get. Because like the two films that you said, Dahlia, came out like mid-year last year. So, and it took them a whole year to realize that, oh my gosh, let's pair him up with Tess. And like, wow, fireworks, amazing. And then they're just back to back, like, you know, right? Just like Riley and
They're
Sarah
great.
Grace. These are different apps, like that, like decided, let's pair these two at the same time. You know, it's really cool that these, you see pairings like Nicole and Seth, they were very real short back then. I mean, you had like pairings that were staples in apps. But then like now you see the same pairings in different apps, and seeing that they still have chemistry in them, that just means something, you know?
Sure. Can we? I would add something what to Aline's chemistry of the month, but that would mean we should have go to the crap of the month. Or are we going to the actor of the month and talk a bit more about this one first? Huh?
No, now I want to know why my CEO loves my voice is your crop of the month.
Because my thoughts were absolute no chemistry between the leads.
Ah, ouais? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
That vertical was for me a dropout at episode 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was annoyed, to be honest. Another BDSM for Ryan. I want to see Ryan Larson in different roles. The latest he did was always BDSM or Mafia, nothing else. And when I saw, okay, another one, and I turned and I said, really, okay, he's not dominant, he's devoted this time, but really, another BDSM one? I'm so overloaded with, I love Ryan Larson. Shout out on Ryan, he knows it. But I'm so done with his BDSM stuff. And in my opinion, with this female lead, I totally missed the chemistry. And as I said, I turned it off. I didn't finish it. For me, it was my personal crap of the month.
He's one of
So
this drama is one of my top of the month. So it is real, but it was the same
that's
with
why I
Superstar.
love, that's what I
Super
love
fan.
these monthly recaps.
Yeah.
Because
So
we
my
don't
two
have to
cents on it.
agree.
So it is neither at my top nor my bottom. It was kind of in the middle for me. So I will agree with Mihaela in the fact that
I didn't feel that there was enough chemistry there. Like, I don't think it was completely devoid. I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, me
But
too.
I feel like it was one of those examples that I was explaining about earlier, where you have two actors giving really good performances, but there's that connection between them that creates that chemistry isn't quite there or isn't solid enough
And for a
to make
BDSM, that's
me,
needed. You know what I
well,
mean?
to make me fully believe it. But what I will say is, and you guys are gonna have to help me out because my memory's kind of messed up right now. Like, my spirit animal is Dory from Finding Nemo. So, the female lead, and I forget her name, she has always played a villain. This is the first time she's played the female lead non-villain, and let me tell you, she crushed it. I really enjoyed seeing her as something other than a villain, and she did it well. And Ryan, obviously, he always does the BDSM stuff well. Part of me, actually, after meeting him, thinks he kind of likes doing that stuff, and
Yeah,
he enjoys it. So
that's
I
why
think
I
that's why
think
he.
he's doing all this leather.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. So I think that's why he keeps accepting those roles. And you can tell in his performances that he does enjoy it, and that is kind of his wheelhouse. But again, just because you give two strong performances doesn't mean it's going to translate over to actually having chemistry between the two.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of in the middle on that. It was still a good vertical, in my opinion. It's still, I think I rated it somewhere like a 9.2 or something like that. So I think it, it's still for me a good one. But it wasn't my top favorite. So that's my opinion on that vertical.
What was
But
your
I have
crap?
so I actually had two craps of the month. And I'm sure you guys aren't gonna agree with one.
Spill it.
But my first crap of the month is Zero to Hero Supervision Health and Love with I'm a
I'm
huge
going
Tim
with you,
Stein. Yep,
but
I'm a huge
also
Tim
drop
Stein
off.
fan, and lately it's been crap. So this is one that I watched specifically for him. Had no interest in anything else, and was thoroughly disappointed with everything in it. It was a story I've seen before, so some of the performances on some of the other supporting roles were kind of weak. I even thought Tim's performance wasn't the greatest that he's
No,
ever
it
done.
wasn't.
It just it everything felt weak and too familiar and repetitive to me. I don't stop watching, so I did watch it all the way through. But it was one that I was like, okay, I just wasted an hour and a half or however long it was of my time. So the
The
other
other.
crap of the month, and this is the one y'all might get me on, is and it's the vertical, it's not the people within it. It is Richard Sahara's Still With You, Always You. So
Dahlia, I saw what? Okay, to be honest, that shocks me too. Because I wrote Richard that, in my opinion, it was his best acting since he left Real Short.
So that's why I said it's the vertical, not the actors in it. So that is hand again, Richard keeps getting better every time I see him in a vertical. I loved his performance. I feel like we saw the most range of dynamically. He was very dynamic in this vertical. But I'm sorry. I don't understand why they could have a young female and then replace her with an older female and somehow try and make Richard, who's what, closing in on 40, right? Into try to make him into a high school teenager or college or whatever that age was supposed to be. I don't understand why they couldn't have
With
just
this
found a younger
nice
guy to play him like they did the female
hairstyle,
lead.
with this
Oh my God,
nice
it looked like he was literally had thrown like a mop on his head or something. I don't know. It was so weird.
Believe it or
The
not, on
only
that one, believe it or not, on that one, when it came to trope and pacing, I gave the trope and pacing categories a lower rating on that one. I didn't, I wasn't as harsh as Caitlin, but there were certain aspects of it that I could see where if you like to focus on a specific thing. Like the trope was a little tired. It was re like really, you have to be believable. For me, it's all about believability. I can separate, believability if it's a fantasy one or if there's something, to do with magic or blah, 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 blah. But come on, really?
So,
You can't put a
it's
40-year-old in a teenager role.
not.
Right. So that's part of the believability, but some of the other reasons is there was a lot of toxic elements in it, and I didn't realize it until I started writing it down. I mean, when I write reviews, one of my things that I like to include on my reviews are trigger warnings. So I specifically look for things that might upset people, even if they don't upset me. And so when I started, okay, you've got the typical bullying, but then you've got the baby loss, you've got the kid getting locked in the freezer, and I think, and this is something that maybe it bothered me personally for some odd known reason, and it felt maybe too real and too familiar, was the attempted sexual assault by the cab driver. I don't know why that hit me really heavy and really hard. Like I really. So that one I almost did turn off because it felt too realistic and probable to me. And that's not to say aren't other elements and verticals that aren't probable or, realistic, but that one just hit me differently. It felt like hitting a little too close to home. Not that I've experienced that, but it felt too real. So that I struggled with that definitely. But I do agree with Dahlia that even though it was heavy, it had a good overall vibe. It wasn't enough for me between the whole Richard thing and
It was a
the
good story
toxic
for
elements.
execution, really, when it comes to certain
Yes,
aspects of
definitely.
it. It would have been a better story if.
Correct. Yep.
So
So that's
Dahlia.
my crap. That's my crap of the month.
Dahlia.
Oh, we're talking crap of the month. Okay, I feel very bad for Luca Silva. But on Dramabox, there was one called Wild Ride with My Stepbrother.
I saw this
And
one. I turned it off.
the synopsis is Emma is the obedient daughter of a clergy family raised to be humble. To restore her brother's dignity, she enters an off-road motorcycle race against Jake Morrison. Her victory gives Emma her first taste of freedom. And somehow they changed the actor, and all of a sudden Luca Silva showed up. Like I couldn't understand why all of a sudden Luca Silva was in it when he wasn't in the beginning part of it. And it was like the same actor, like the brother or something like that. Like it was just very convoluted. It was crazy. It was one of those that I couldn't follow. And I'm usually really good about following along with something. And again, it wasn't that it was on, my side iPad while I was working. I was paying attention. I no, if you lose me like that,
You're out. Sarah, did you have a crap of the month?
First of all, I would respectfully disagree with Michaela's and Caitlin's. I love those two verticals. Oh my gosh. I super enjoy Zero to Hero. I think it was more of like, something that was super fun to watch without much thinking, I think. And yeah, it was just super fun to watch. I did wish it had a better ending though, but it was fun. I wouldn't call it crap. And I just wanted to say, like, explicitly state that out loud. But I do get Caitlin's point about like repetitive storylines. I was having a hard time calling something crap of the month just because I try my best to understand why stories are the way they are. And
So
I don't.
sometimes,
Yeah,
Sarah,
it's just
sometimes we also
not.
call them disappointments of the month. So that sounds a little better than crap of the month. It's just disappointments. You were hoping
You
for
use
more
crap to not
and
use
it
shit
didn't.
because of the lean.
The shit of the month. You
Oh
can
my gosh.
choose
Yes, I
if he
think.
was disappointed, a crap or shit, something like that.
But yeah, there were two stories which I kind of like, I was looking forward to, I guess. But then they were just rehashed stories of something that we've seen before. And like, I think one of them, I messaged Dahlia about it. It's ain't love a science, ain't science love a science, is that right? I felt like it was, oh my gosh, no offense to any of the leads on that, because I don't think they're as like hyper focused on the stories as we are when we look at them. But it was basically like every Sunday I run to you, which I loved. And this is why it's frustrating for me. It was every Sunday I run to you, elements, like bones of that story, transferred to this story in a way that it didn't even make sense. You know, kind of like, for example, it's still a daughter, like the other daughter
Doing her duty.
taking the place of her sister who ran away to get, you know, for from an arranged marriage. But in this one, it was like the daughter was the student of the guy who was gonna get who she was gonna get married to. And I'm just like, this setting does not feel morally right for me. You know, this guy is making the way in her school. Like he's a young professor there, fine, but like, you know, kind of like it has to. If you're going to use the same storyline for something, at least make it feel like it makes more sense for me to rewatch this, you know? And then there was I watched it till the end because I really wanted to see if they really copied the bones. And like, so in every Sunday I Run to You, they have their Sundays where they will try to be a couple. In this one, they had Saturdays. And then so she'd be like, "Oh, is it Saturday yet?" And I'm just like, "Why are they asking if it's Saturday?" "Oh, they're going to try to be okay." You know, kind of like they didn't establish it the same way. And I even messaged, you know, "Did you watch this? Because it's literally the same, except it's a different setting where it's a student, where they put a student, but they also have the Michael Neiser role, which is someone who she admitted her feelings to and then flew out to a different country, came back and said he loved her, he regretted it. And then they also have a Molly character who just suddenly appears at the end and says, "Don't get married, you don't know who he is," and then disappears. And I'm just like, did they just like, "Oh, I like this part and I'll put it here"? And I felt so bad because I think the leads were good. The leads were okay. You know, they did their part well. It's just that if, again, like I said, if you're going to take elements from a well-loved, widely loved storyline that just came out 2 months, 3 months ago, make sure that it makes sense in how you're folding it in. And I think that
It's
was
got to
like
hold
more of
up.
me just watching it and being like, "Oh my gosh, why did they do that? Why did they take that? Why did they change Sunday to Saturday?" You know, it's and then they even had the whole part going to the party scene and getting picked up with someone with an umbrella. You know, it's just super. I love umbrella scenes, but I'm like, I've seen this scene before. You know, it's and that. So it was kind of a bit of a disappointment for me. Another one was, it was a girl. It was a GL on drama, on My Drama. The title is escaping me, but it was literally the same exact plot of High Stakes Heartbreak, which is also on My Drama. Like literally the exact same one, except it was girls. The dialogue was the same. Everything was the same. The exact scene, like opening of a door, if you put them side by side, it's weird. So like I feel like if you're gonna copy, just do some things differently a little. But like this is just like a frame by frame. It was fun, you know, to watch. But when you have the original at the back of your mind, you're just like, "Okay, is there something next?" And then it doesn't change. Sorry, I went on a little bit about that, but yeah.
Aline, what disappointed, shitted crapped you?
Two big disappointments, and honestly, it
Big.
hurts to say. Yeah, I was hyped by both of them, and I was super disappointed by both of them. One GL, one BL on the Pride Month, it really hurts. The first one, and again, it hurts to admit it, but the Queen's Only Girl with Kira and Ellie Jane on Drama Pop. The thing is, and that's a point I want to mention for all the girls' love that I've seen. They basically take any normal romance and change one of the lead by the like the guy f for a girl, and it's the same story. I'm sorry, but that doesn't work. Like, girls' romance are different than boy and girl romance or boy and boy romance. This is stupid. When you see a boy love, it's diff you don't see one guy that could be a girl role, whatever. Like, they really change the stuff. But for the GL roles, most of the time you have like the super controlling one. Usually it's like more dark romance, by the way, for the GL ones, which like why they cannot have happy endings. Like, this is so annoying. And I have one of my friend, like, she's a lesbian, and she hates girls love because of that, because they never have happy endings. It's always super dark, super abusive, and she's like, Hey, we have also super great romance. We have great time. We love love, you know. So there's
Yeah.
like in the vertical space for now, the GLs are mostly disappointment. And this one on Drama Pub, basically we had the months before Kira with Aaron on the Mafia one. Take the same story and just put Ellie Jane instead of Aaron, and it's more or less the same. So honestly, big disappointment. And you all know how much I love Kira, so it really hurts me to say that, but really big disappointment for me. And the second one, I think a lot of people will hate me for this one, but seducing my hockey rival with Cayman on Drama Wave, it was very hard to go until the end, honestly. For me, there were no chemistry at all. Like, it was one of the worst chemistry I've ever seen. And Cayman usually have chemistry with everyone, but in this one, it didn't work. It felt so forced, so weird. And like, I've seen Zachary on other that I like, even though he might not be like, to me, he has a lot to improve in his acting. Sometimes, especially on the emotional scene, it seems way too much too forced. It was even worse on this one, to be honest. Like the one on My Drama that he had, the w wrestling one was better in my opinion, but this one was really a huge disappointment. The chemistry was really off. The story was not that good,
That was
and
weird. The story was weird. To be
no
honest,
and
they made out and kissed every, let's say, two episodes
no but.
without any
Another,
reason.
it like the story made no sense. There were way too much forced reference to heated rivalry again. But in this one, it felt even more than in any other that we've seen. At some point, like we've seen so many hockey romance lately. Like if you don't have anyone good, doesn't make sense. And also, and this is like not exactly their fault, but they cannot really skate, and you can
Yeah, you saw
kind of
it.
see it, like.
You saw it.
When you see, for example, Tyler Scherrer on the hockey role, it works because the guy know how to skate. Like I know that Eric Guillemette has one coming up. We've seen him skate on some video, like it's believable. But when you have some, at some point there were one scene I saw that Cayman would like actually fall down if he was. They keep filming him. I'm like, I'm sorry, but in this case, maybe choose another kind of sport that is easier for the actor. But I know why they use hockey because of off campus, because of heated rivalry. We know why they use that trend. But I think we've seen too much of those, especially with the forced reference, because we know that it doesn't work on vertical for now. Like it's not as good quality as what we have seen on the horizontal ones. So to me, again, I was hoping like a lot of this one. I was really hyped. Those two was such disappointment. And then again, on Pride Month, like this is really, really hard for me. But yeah.
Aline, I think that on that one specifically, because you're right, Cayman has chemistry with everyone. But I truly believe that they had to act like it was awkward. So the acting was that it was awkward, and then it was awkward. You know what I mean? Like it was both. And to do a revenge boy love. That revenge boy love where I'm going to act gay to make, you know what I mean? To try
But
and
it
to
didn't work,
force an
honestly. No.
issue, it didn't work.
I
That doesn't work. You know,
yeah, boy love
because
is
the
one of my
natural
favorite
chemistry,
genres. Yeah, boy love is one of my
I
favorite
realize what we're trying
genres.
to do, you know, with the horizontal ones, they're trying to do something that resonates, but honestly, if you're gonna force it like that, and like you said, on Pride Month, that's kind of difficult to swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to echo what Aline said. I was very hyped up, you know, about this and was completely disappointed. And I don't think it was like I said, Cayman does great. But I do feel again, brain fart, the other actor, what's his name?
Zachary. Zachary.
Zachary. I do feel like Zachary wasn't strong enough in this one in playing the confusing role, even though he technically was supposed to be like revenge and, you know, kind of like wobbling back and forth on, am I totally in this or is this still just an act sort of thing? It still just wasn't strong enough. And I've seen many other boy love ones that do this revenge back and forth, you know, sort of thing, and it nails. if there was no chemistry, it felt completely unbalanced. Heyman came in with such a powerhouse performance, and it was not matched or reciprocated. It was
I
not a
would
yin
have,
and yang
and
situation. I think.
Vanessa Bianca's role was almost like a second thought when she still was pivotal to the plot, but it's like
Yeah.
she would appear and then disappear. Like, you know, they tried to make her relevant but not relevant, but she's still very much part of the plot.
Yeah.
And
But in
it
terms
was like she
terms
was.
of like st like st like the cast choice, I would have probably thought Kamen would have been more believable in the other role. Like if they switch, but I'm not sure Zachary would have been able to be co-lead anyway. But I think that Kamen would have been great in the other role, way more believable than what we've seen. And I think it's just like again, Zachary, I think he's more new also in Vertical. Like he didn't do that much. And I know that he can do great because West Wing with Love, I don't remember the name on My Drama. It was a good one, and he was like. Even the emotional scene, he didn't force it that much on the other one, and it felt more natural. It's just this one, everything feels forced, everything feels too much. I know it's vertical, it's exaggerated and everything, but in this way, like in this one, it was even way too much. So again, it's just disappointment. It's not crap
No.
completely, but it's
Right,
just
agreed.
yeah, we were so much hyped like on Instagram about those, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's just that.
No. Okay, so enough with the disappointment shit and crap. We have actor and actress and vertical of the month left. I want to do first actor and actress of the month. I want to go back. Dahlia, you mentioned earlier Kirsten Kendall. I want to name her as my actress of the month for her role in Enemies because she was so good in it as the lead. And of course, in Alpha's Do also, I really enjoyed her acting. And the actor of the month for me, without any doubt, Jared Storp this month because he did in Offside such a good job. He did in so many other verticals this month a good job. And for me, I'm very happy to see how his acting has evolved and changed over the year, let's say over the past year. And I was so happy for him that he had so great possibilities in this role to show what he's capable of. Because as Eileen said, the first really vertical I saw with him was the one on My Drama, the
Ice and Flame.
Ice and Flame. Yeah. And I really liked his acting there, but now in Offside, I was really surprised how good he came. And I like to be honest, the blonde hairs much more than the brown hairs on him. So, and as I said, Kirsten Kendall for Enemies and Alpha's Do, both on Candy Jar, and Jared Storp for his great performance in Offside on Drama Wave. So, who's next? Dahlia?
Step by Step for me. I genuinely love that movie. Technically, I saw it on the 31st of May, but I withheld all of my opinions for this month. I think it was fantastic. I think Seth has grown leaps and bounds. He's just, I mean, he really did
Yeah.
great for me. But my lead is going to go to Ben Armstrong at Lessons in Love and Hate. And I'm actually going to give it to Caitlin Rose too, his lead, his co-lead. That was an exceptional, that was an exceptional short vertical for me.
Can you say the platform again, please, where this vertical
It was
was?
Shorts.
Shorts. Okay.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Aline?
Lessons in Love and Hate. It was directed by Kristen Brancaccio and written by Kristen Brancaccio.
Okay.
And it was an enemies to lover. It had to do, you know, everything with bullying. And let me tell you, it was great.
And no glow up for the girl. She keeps her glasses until the end. She's still nerdy. Thank you.
Okay, that's for the record. Aline, who was your actor and actress?
Actress, definitely Nicole Maddox on Step by Step. I mean, Nicole is amazing, we all know that, but in this one, like, this whole movie feels different, and like, there's some, like, her facial expression, it's always like, it was already great at the beginning, but I think it's even getting better. I don't know how it's possible at this point, but she's always so great. So definitely Nicole for this month. And Guy, I'm going with you, Michaela, with Jared Staub. Like, I one thing that I really love about him is like, he's annoyingly charming. Like, you know, the kind of like, you're like, but in the same time you love him. You know what I mean? Like, I love, and he does this so well. And he's not the
He is
only one.
arrogant. He is like arrogant charming. Like
Yes.
in Perfect Spiral, it was like, oh my God, how many times did I watch that stupid commercial? I
And
watched
the
it a
thing is,
lot.
honestly, for that kind of role, I have two this month that did great. Tristan Green as well on Playing Dirty on Drama Pop. Like, he has the same kind of vibe as Jared did. Like, you know, the kind of, he's sassy, like, he's cocky, but in the same time he's super charming, and you're like, you want to smack him, but in the same time you want to kiss him. Like, it's and like, those two guys did so super well. But I will give it to Jared because he did two roles this month that were amazing in the bo in both of the roles. And so yeah, Jared for the guy and Nicole for the girl.
Sarah?
I will also say Jared for the guy. I think for all the reasons everyone has said, he has improved so much as an actor. He has managed to like have chemistry with everyone he's been with, even in Jack Janitor, like with both Mark and with Emma. He has
Was amazing.
how, and then like it's just building up, and you realize like this guy has chemistry with literally everyone on screen, even in Offside, he has amazing chemistry with Jack Reichardt. And I'm just like, you know, these besties, wow, okay, like wow, a guy who has a bestie who isn't his assistant, you know, kind of like you see that Jared has this amazing chemistry with all of them. And when you see him in the one, my hockey enemy,
My
my
hockey
enemy,
captain that hates me,
my
the
hockey,
hockey captain that
my
hates
yeah,
me.
that one, the one with Claudia. Oh my gosh, the way that he makes her like, you know, when I hear her, because
Yes.
I'm
Even I
also
agree
plus
with
size,
that though. The way he makes her feel, just that
like the
whispering
way
in
he makes her,
her
I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had someone who made me feel this way when I was in high school, you know, like oh my gosh, like
ear.
I
What was the
hated the
line? What was the
bullying and
line, Sarah?
everything.
What was
What?
the line? Because you even posted it. What was the line?
The line was, she goes like,
Something
I'm
about your
too,
body is made to ruin me, or
yeah,
something like that.
you're, something
Ruin
like that,
guys
your
like
body,
me.
yeah, like, I can handle you, or something like that. It's like, I might be too heavy for you, like, I can handle, or I'm too heavy to handle, and then she goes, and he goes, I can handle you, or something like that. You know, it's kind of like, oh my God. I mean, yes, they definitely faked the scenes where he was lifting her, but I don't care, you know? Like, I didn't care for it. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I just need to hear those things, you know? Every time he would say something, I would send the screen, I would take a photo of it and send it to Dahlia and be like, oh my God. So I'm like, this is, yeah, anyway, so he was great. And also on Offside, he was also really good. Like, he was able to be, again, what Aline perfectly said, annoyingly charming. You know, like, how can you be both annoying and still so lovable? You know, kind of, he's like, I know I'm hot and like, I'm quirky hot and, you know, stop. Anyway, so enough
It's like
about
in
that.
Perfect Spiral. He was like that to me. You watch him in Perfect Spiral and you're like, oh my God, like, can you just stop? Stop with the charm.
Yeah, like, can you tone it down? I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to watch the story.
Trying to focus here.
Stop saying nice things.
who was your actress, Sarah?
Can I like, I'm a bit torn here because I wanna like give some, I wanna think of someone like who's been in the space for so long, but also I have someone in mind who's like brand new and so fresh to me when I was watching it, but they have the same name. So I give my best actress to Nicole. So Nicole Maddox for Step by Step. I think she, I keep saying this to people who would listen to me about it, but she was really the emotional anchor of that entire show. Like everything, we saw everything through her eyes and the way, and I don't like step sibling stories. Like I think I'm very loud about that, but the way that she navigated that made me this like not like it, less, you know. So I think it was a really, she did a really good job in navigating that. And the other Nicole, who I think was really good, was Nicole Martin in Snow White in the City. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's on TikTok. She is the most adorable. Like, so it's
Watch it.
none of you have seen Snow White in the City yet?
I have to watch it.
Oh my
No.
gosh. I loved it so much. It's basically Enchanted. It's Enchanted 2. I'm telling everyone it's Enchanted 2 because Enchanted 2 sucked.
Don't spoil anything, Sarah.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's basically it. It's Enchanted 2.
Okay.
The plot is basically like Enchanted if you've seen Enchanted. So, but it's not spoiling it because they do really good things to it to make it more vertical like. So, yeah, so just please watch it. It's super cute and like if you have seen Enchanted and you know Amy Adams in Enchanted. Amy Adams, right? In Enchanted. I'm not getting the actresses mixed up in my head. Yeah. Amy
No.
Adams. She has this like wide-eyed like wonder on her
Wonder.
face every time. And she's like, she goes in like one scene, she goes into an office, like you know, bland office, and she twirls around. And it's like, I had such a great day. And I'm just like, oh my God. If I saw this in someone else being played, I'm like, oh my God, it's so annoying. But like, she did it in such a way that, oh my God, she's so cute. You guys gotta see it. It's super cute. It's free on TikTok. So Vertical Universe. I think the username in TikTok is Vertical Universe CA. So good. It's by Otto Wood. So yeah, I love Nicole Martin, Nicole Matthews, Nicole, both Nicole M's. So for Best Actress.
Caitlin, actor, actress, who catched you?
So I have like three for each category. because like I said, there was more good stuff this time. So I had a lot of high ratings for a lot of stuff this time. So I will echo everybody else with Nicole Maddox. I have to throw Tess in there. Of course, we all know Tess has been a powerhouse, just like Nicole right from the get-go. I do want to say, I know I touched on it earlier, Juliet in My CEO Loves My Voice. I mean, it was so nice to see her in a lead role, and she did such a great job for it being her first time in a lead role. I liked it. I really liked her performance. I want to see more of her in a lead role. I really do. I want to start seeing her in some of these other tropes and stuff like that, because I really do think she can pull it off. I think she's a talented actress that deserves a chance. So, for actor, I do think Seth has improved. I will echo that for sure. But my three for the month, I have to give it up to Mark Ponerelli, in Not the Bride He Wanted. I can't like. Boom. Like Mark's always been really good at the just emotionally extreme, like just intense characters and just bringing such beautiful intensity to it. I've always loved his stuff, but I felt like this was completely next level. Like it just, I was kind of flabbergasted at his performance. It was amazing. So, he's definitely one on my top three. The other one that I obviously I'm gonna go with Jared for Offside. Come a long way since Fire and Ice on my drama. Like for fun, sometimes I'll go back and I'll watch really old dramas right after I watch one of the actors or actresses' new ones, just to see and compare. And this Offside, it is nothing on Fire and Ice. Absolutely not. So, he's my second actor of the month. My third actually might surprise some people. I think Luke Charles Stafford's new one on Good Short. It's called Oh My God, My Divorce Client Is My Billionaire Husband. I had to write the name down because that's a super long title. The vertical itself is okay, whatever. But the difference I saw in Luke's acting was completely different. There was a lot of growth, especially since this is Luke's first one that's not real short. So very excited, first of all, for that. But I felt like it was both a more grounded performance, but I also saw more range with compared to what I've seen. And I rewatched, Luke is one of my actors that his verticals are my rewatch verticals for comfort. And I saw a completely different side of Luke in this one. Like I said, the vertical itself, not the greatest. The chemistry, not even the greatest, but the range and difference I saw in Luke was commendable. So he's definitely on my top three.
I'm going to say real quick on Luke Charles Stafford. What I saw wasn't necessarily growth. What I saw was a weight lifted. Because I don't think that he was, he didn't have a lot to grow because he was, he's a great actor. But Taming My Billionaire and oh my God, the one where he does the masks. It's one of my favorite ones.
Mail for me. You've got mail. You've
Yes.
got mail, yes.
So those two, which are early Luke Charles Stafford compared to this, it's almost, the same. It's like if the weight's been lifted. It's like saying, Richard Cera got better at acting. He didn't. He just had that weight lifted where he was
Yeah.
able to be himself. I think at the very beginning of Real Short, the pieces that Luke Charles Stafford had, it's a completely different actor than was near the end of his turn at Real Short.
And we all
But
saw
Taming My
again, in
Billionaire for
my
me.
opinion, how good it is to be non-exclusive. Because I felt in this Luke Charles Stafford one, you saw he was, I don't know how to say it. It was the same with Richard when you saw the first one of Richard. They were so kind of happy in
Right, a weight
this
lifted.
act.
That's why I say a weight lifted,
Yeah,
because it's
so.
almost like it's not that burden of I have to get through another
Yeah.
vertical. I have to get through
Well,
another vertical with this
I
company.
think one of the thoughts I had, and it kind of like relates to the weight lifted sort of thing. It's them breaking out of the box that they were forced to stay within,
Yeah.
and so you're right. It's not growth, and I probably should have used a different sentence because or a different word because
I knew
in
what
when
you
I was
meant. I knew what
watching
you
it.
meant. It
Yeah, because when I was watching it, that's the visual because I tend to think in pictures and stuff like that. That's the visual I had is finally that box that was containing Luke and even applying to Richard was finally removed. They could release, and have a
Breathe.
more grounded performance and nuanced. And like I said, this was great. It was really refreshing. Like I said, I felt like I saw a new Luke. And I go to bed watching three different vertical, the same three verticals every night. They're my go to sleep sort of verticals. And one of them is Luke's Alpha one that he did with Anna DeRusso. And that one, watching that one immediately after watching Luke's new one, night and day difference. So very cool to see.
So we can be curious about his upcoming stuff. What
Yeah, he's
he
still got
is.
one more that's supposed to be coming out in Good Short. Ironically, that one got listed on the coming soon list before this one, the divorce client one, did. And that's the one that he's in like a military uniform. And I think he filmed that one first. So I'm really interested to see when this one actually comes out because that one, this one that's the coming soon one with the military uniform, that one technically is the first one that he filmed after Real Short.
Okay.
So that's the one I want to see because that's going to tell that more of a night and day difference, that
No.
first experience.
Good. So, last but not least, we have one category left, the vertical of the month. I have a top three. And on third place is his cure, his wife. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of not super different storyline, but it was very well acted. It was a good cast. It was well produced. It was, I really love this one. Then, of course, I have to say Enemies on Candy Jar. I don't know what, but it all in all, it was for me super entertaining and okay.
Just too short.
Yep.
Yeah, they're too short.
Yep. But as long as we can say, yeah, too short means that we liked it. You know what I mean? We
Yeah,
had.
but for me, not like in this one is not too short. I super like that. It's more like I felt I started a book at chapter 10 and I ended up like at chapter 20, but then I have missing part at the beginning and I have missing
You
part at
missed a
the end.
bit of depth in the
Like, I feel
story.
like it's only like, yeah, I feel like they put only one a subplot, but not the entire story. So
Okay,
I
got it.
did like the subplot because it was really good, but I feel like we deserve to know more what happened before because obviously something happened before. Like they knew each other, whatever, and something is just something is missing. But yeah, just the subplot out of the entire story.
Yeah. And of course, the other one offside was for me really great to see. The cast, I love, as we spoke earlier, I love this bunch of cast. Every time I was like, whoa, Rian Watson-Henderson is in it. Whoa, there's Buzz Lee. Whoa. Every episode I was curious who will show up next in this vertical. And of course, it was the first soccer vertical we saw. And the storyline was really smooth. The cast was good. I felt very well entertained of that. So that was my top three this month. Aline?
Honestly, this month I didn't watch many, but I really enjoyed those I watched. Obviously Offside, but I'm not gonna go again because we said already a lot, and I totally agree with everything. Step by Step, same. I'm not gonna go again, but it's on the top. I want to mention one that we didn't mention yet, but was super fun for me: Models versus Werewolves on Real Short. This one was totally different. It was I'm not a horror fan or whatever, but this one was comedy horror with the werewolf looking terrible but on purpose. Like it was just like super. Like, it felt like I was watching an old VHS tape, like that I would find somewhere in my garage or whatever. I put it on and it's like an old movie but made now. It's super funny. The cast is amazing. Each girl has their own model archetype somehow, and it's super fun. Especially like Rebecca Sutton, like she was so funny, like the super calm. Yeah, it was just this one was really really fun, and it's completely different type of story. Obviously, it's not a normal vertical storyline, but yeah, super super fun. So definitely want to mention this one.
Good. Dahlia, yours?
Obviously, I agree with the ones that have been mentioned. I am going to say again the one on Shorts, the Lessons in Love and Hate. I loved the story. I think that the way that it was handled with the father and, he was the governor's son, but he wasn't, just the twists. I don't want to give a lot away because it really needs to be watched. It deserves to be watched. And I'm going to say Ashton Heights. Ashton Heights, it was exactly what I want more of. It is that thriller that keeps you on the edge of your seat, not knowing the story, not realizing what the twist is going to be, and it just kept you engaged. It kept you engaged. The story was very, very compelling. It was a thriller that just kept you in your seat. And I think that Felix is a freaking genius.
It was Chera TV, the one?
Yep. Chera
Okay.
TV. Felix Mirbach and Candice Mizgah. I'm telling you, Felix is a genius.
Yeah, we all know that already. Caitlin, what was your favorite of the month?
So obviously we talked about offside and side by side and all that sort of stuff, or step by step, sorry. My brain's all fuzzy. But I do have to bring a couple others into the conversation.
A
I
couple.
am gonna bring I kind of touched on it before, the Not the Bride He Wanted, on Real Short. Really enjoyed that one. It's been a long time since we've had a decent werewolf one, and I feel like we had that in this one. That being said, it's one that's not for everybody because it's one of those all too late, betrayal sort of ones. But I know I started mentioned it at the beginning, but I said I found myself liking rom-coms and stuff like that this time around. I was like, oh crap, this is not me. So you had the step by step and the offside. But one that actually we haven't talked about that really surprised me, and I've actually rewatched it a couple of times. It's a rom-com. I don't know who I am anymore. It is called My Perfect Stranger on My Drama. It is a Ukrainian one, with I'm gonna mispronounce names, with Bogdan, and Daria, and I'm not even gonna try the last name. It starts with a P. It's very long. I'm too American to even attempt it. My Perfect Stranger. What I liked about this one, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about it because I know a lot of times the Ukrainian verticals don't necessarily get the attention or the love. This one absolutely deserves some love and some attention because it is a what I would consider a true rom-com. So one of the things I hate about rom-coms and that in the vertical world is there's not enough comedy. Like I want a true rom-com. I don't want a romance with like a moment or two of some sort of like barely there joke. Like I want romance and comedy mixed in a nice like cake batter sort of mix, okay? This one had it. It had a hysterical relationship between the male lead and the female lead's father. Some really great moments there. Great romance of the two of them batting back and forth. It was really that part of it was really well done. That being said, obviously Ukrainian vertical, so some of the accents and some of the verbiage wasn't 100% spot on, but it wasn't to me. It wasn't noticeable enough that it detracted from anything. And it was witty, but it had a really good pace to it too. Sometimes rom-coms I feel get really slow and I get bored really easy. This one kept good pace throughout all of it. It does have some really bad makeup and like beard and stuff flaws, but that's like a vertical thing. Like I don't care who you are, I've yet to see a vertical that does a beard well. So I can kind of forgive that. But the comedic moments, the witty good pace, I mean it was wonderful. So that's My Perfect Stranger on My Drama. Well worth the watch for a rom-com.
Okay, last but not least, Sarah, what was your favorite?
I'm going to try to say new titles also because I have the biggest difficulty in like putting it into a top three because like a lot of the things that you guys said are amazing stories that I was about to talk about. But I think my number one for this month is Snow White and the City. I know I went off about it earlier. It's just I loved how they turned this like fairy tale story into something very vertical. They did not forget the vertical tropes in this. Like you know how like sometimes they try to do something new and then you lose me because it's no longer vertical. It's no longer vertical. So I really, really liked how they were able to fold into the element. They knew their audience. They 100% knew their audience. It was me. I was the audience, and they did a perfect job for me on that. So Snow White in the City on TikTok by Otto Wood. The other one that I don't think we got to even talk about at all, and I feel like I didn't realize it was just this month when this came out, was actually it's from My Drama. It's also a GL type, I think. Well, it's The Summer in Between. I think that was really well done. The Summer in Between, it stars Bella Mraz, Kayleigh Jenkins, and Nate Smith. That was it. It's a GL, which does not have those GL elements that Aline was talking about earlier, where it's like it's just a transposed, kind of
Was it The Summer in
male.
Between?
The Summer in Between. It's on
That
My
was my
Drama.
top
On
last
My Drama.
month. So for sure it was my top last month. I loved it also.
So I only got to watch it like end of this month. So or start of this month. So like
It's so good.
it's so good. It's so well done. It was just yeah, that was excellent. And
You
like
know, I almost didn't watch that because of how heavy the AI the poster was.
poster,
Like I was like, oh, this has got to be an AI one. I almost didn't watch it because of that.
I know, same. But then when Aline like reviewed it, I was like, oh, it's people. Okay, it's Bella. It's Nate in a role that was like, not his usual role, I think. Yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah, and Dylan Vox directed it, and Dylan
Yes.
Vox directed as
Everything is great
usual.
about this one. Like the entire stuff is amazing,
Yeah,
so.
yeah.
And I guess my th I loved Offside. If none of you mentioned Offside, if none of you mentioned Step by Step, I would have put
Yeah,
it in
that's
top three
fine.
also. But I would also add, I don't know if this is this month, but again, I had the drama box this month, so it's Stolen Desire, with Emily and Mark.
Yeah.
It's you, not okay. You haven't seen this yet.
I have
No,
actually.
I
It's on my
haven't.
drama, not drama box. It's
I'm sorry,
my drama.
my drama. Did I say drama box? Oh,
Yeah.
sorry. My drama. It's on my drama. So I really enjoyed this one. It was like crime, romance, kind of like supporting women's rights and wrongs, you know, those things. So I really enjoyed the pace of this. There were some like issues for me in terms of like how are they already in love with each other, but this is vertical, so you know, love ca comes very fast. But yeah, I really enjoyed that one also. Sorry, my drama. Sorry. Yeah, so yeah.
I knew which one
Good.
you were talking about because it was on my list last month, so.
Yeah, so I'm like super if I were to like, you know, but like my it's gonna be in my I do like a top 10 monthly favorite list. It would be on this month's favorite because I only watched it like I think start of the month. So like, but yeah, it's so good. I
But
think.
it's fine. I watched some stuff from 2025 this month, so you know you're good. Like you're
Yeah.
not late. It's fine.
It's
Yeah.
fine. It's fine. So, the first half of the year 2026 is vertically over. We will see what we will get this summer. Maybe some really good ones, maybe less ones because of this upcoming AI situation. Actually, I'm hoping that the actors and actresses get back to work possibilities more because what I lately heard is not so nice that they not everyone gets really good jobs at the moment. So we are all with you. We are all backing you up or trying to back you up as good as we can. And I thank you for this first half of the year 2026. And yeah, have a great summer. And I would say we will meet again for the July recap and see how the new year or the second half of the year will start. So, thank you very much, ladies, for talking to me. And talk in a month again. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.